弟兄姐妹，大家平安。
Peace be with all brothers and sisters。
感谢主的恩典，让我们在安息日可以再一次的继续一起来敬拜神。
Thank God that we have this opportunity to gather here on Sabbath day。
小弟现在奉主的圣名，跟大家一起来查考兴起发光这个题目。
So in the name of Jesus, I would like to share with you the topic on arise and shine。
我们大家翻开一下书六十章。
Turn to Isaiah 60, chapter 60.
以赛亚书六十章
Isaiah 60
第一节
Verse 1
六十章第一节兴起发光，因为你的光已经来到，神的荣耀发现照耀你。
Arise, shine, for your light has come, and the glory of the Lord rises upon you.
第二节说，看啊，黑暗遮盖大地，幽暗遮盖万民，神却要显现照耀你，他的荣耀要现在你身上。
See, darkness covers the earth, and thick darkness is over the peoples. But the Lord rises upon you, and His glory appears over you.
第三节说，万国要来救你的光，君王要来救你发现的光辉。
Verse 3, nations will come to your light, and kings to the brightness of your dawn.
那像这段信息呢，它是在以赛亚书里面从六十章开始到六十二章，它的重点。
And this passage started the main point started from chapter 60 to 62.
就是在提到神的城的荣耀。
Talks about the glory of the city of God.
所以他其实我们在读以赛亚书的时候会发现特别从五十八章以后。
So when we start reading Isaiah, the book of Isaiah, especially from chapter 58.
那一直到最后，他一直在强调神的荣耀。
All the way till the end, it emphasized on the glory of God.
那这个荣耀呢，会展现在神所拣选的城就是锡安城。
And this glory will be manifest and shined upon God's city, which is the on Mount Zion.
那这个锡安呢，就是预表着末后的真教会。
And Zion represents the end times, the church in the end times.
因为锡安是神所特别拣选的。
Because Mount Zion is a place where God has chosen.
那它是一个山，它这个山是被神所坚立高举的。
This mountain was established by God, and He will exalt this mountain.
那是神立民的居所，是神他居住的所在。
It is a dwelling place of God.
那所以是神把他的救恩从这个地方要发出来。
And through this place, God's salvation will be manifest.
所以从特别是在六十章到六十二章，我们一直看到圣经一直在预言这个锡安的荣耀。
So especially from chapter 60 to 62, there's a lot of prophecies that talks about the glory of Mount Zion.
那所以六十章呢，它一直重复的一个很重要的字眼就是荣耀。
And this repetitive word appears in chapter 60, which is glory.
所以不管是动词、名词或形容词，它都在强调这个荣耀的主题。
Whether it's a verb or a noun or adjective, it talks about the theme of glory.
那这个荣耀呢，现在跟光是有关系的。
And glory has a lot to do with light.
所以他这里说，这个光出现那个神的荣耀呢，就要展现在世人眼前。
So when it mentioned the light has come, God's glory will rise upon you.
如果我们从这样读圣经，从第一节到第三节，第一节到第三节，他说兴起发光，你的光已经来到。
If we read from verse 1 to 3, it talks about glory appears over you, it has come to your light.
那说神的荣耀已经发现来照耀你，那这个你是谁呢？
God's glory appear over you, and what is you referring to?
那现在神他说要显现照耀你，他的荣耀要显现在你的身上。
God's glory appear over you, and the light will come. It's upon you.
万国都要来救你，你的光哦。
And the kings of the to the brightness will come and save you.
所以你看，包括君王都要来就近你这个光辉。
And even the king will come to draw themselves closer to your light.
我们 在读圣经的时候，我们如果从经文这样子对照，就会发现他所讲的道理呢是互相印证的。
If we read the Bible, there's a certain other passage that is, it's comparable to this verse.
他在讲，如果比如说我们看希伯来书第一章啊
，If we look at Hebrews chapter one,
我们就会看到一句话。
You see a saying.
希伯来书第一章的第三节。
Hebrews chapter one, verse three.
第一章第三节说，他是神荣耀所发的光辉，是神本体的真相，常用他全能的命令托住万有，他洗净人的罪，就坐在高天至大者的右边。
The sun is the radiance of God's glory and exact representation of his being, sustaining all things by his powerful word. After he had provided purification for sins, he sat down at the right hand of the majesty in heaven.
这里他指的就是第二节所说的那个神的儿子。
He is referring to Son of God in verse two.
是被神所立承受万有的万有也是借着他造的。
It is created and appointed the heir of all things, and through whom he made the universe.
好，所以他指的是耶稣基督。
He refers to.The Lord Jesus Christ.
他是神荣耀所发的光辉。
He is the glory that God has created.
哦，所以他就是神要来照亮这个黑暗世界的光。
And this Jesus is the light that is going to shine throughout the world.
所以这个光已经出现所以这在以赛亚书一直在预言的要照亮黑暗世界的真光。就是耶稣基督。
So this light that was prophesied by Isaiah has appeared, and this light will shine upon the world.
哦，所以当主耶稣他来到人间的时候，约翰呢，他就为这个光做见证。
So when the Lord Jesus ascended to earth, John the Baptist testified for this light.
约翰福音第一章哈。
John chapter one.
约翰福音第一章。
John chapter one.
第一章我们看第五节
Verse 5
约翰福音一章五节
John chapter 1 verse 5
光照在黑暗里黑暗却不接受光
The light shines in darkness but the darkness has not understood
第六节说有一个人是从神那里差来的名叫约翰
There came a man who was sent from God His name was John
第七节这人来为要做见证就是为光做见证叫众人因他可以信
He came as a witness to testify concerning the lightSo that through him all men might believe.
第八节，他不是那光，乃是为光要为光做见证的。
He himself was not the light; he came only as a witness to the light.
第九节，那光是真光，照亮一切生在世上的人。
The true light that gives light to every man was coming into the world.
好，第十节说他在世界，世界也是借着他造的，世界却不认识他。
He was in the world, and through the world was made through him. The world did not recognize him.
这里这段信息呢？都在强调耶稣基督他的出现就是这位真光照亮在世界上的一切的人
So this verses was emphasizing that the light which is the Lord Jesus will come to the world to shine upon the world
生命是在他里头的
Our life lies in him
他来到这个黑暗的世界代表着这是罪恶的时代
When he came to this darkness of the world, he represented that he came at a time when the world was full of sin.
我们知道我们世人都在罪孽里出生。
We know that as men, we are born into the world of sin.
我们跟神的荣耀光是隔绝的。
We have been separated from God's glory and the light.
现在神要来拯救人脱离黑暗。
But now God has come to rescue and deliver men from this darkness.
所以现在神以人子神子的身份进入这个黑暗的世界。
So Jesus through the Son of Man has come into the world.
然后他是要来施行救恩，带给人恩典跟真理的。
He has come to execute salvation and to bring man into light.
那在这个光来拯救世人之前呢，神派了他的仆人约翰来为他做见证。
So before the Lord Jesus came as a light into the world, God sent a servant John the Baptist to testify.
所以第七节他特别强调说。约翰他是要为光做见证，要叫众人因他可以信，就是因这个光耶稣基督可以信他得救恩。
Therefore, verse 7 says, John came as a witness to testify concerning that light, and through him, and this him referring the Lord Jesus Christ as the light.
就是说,世人是因着约翰的见证, 他们可以认识, 啊, 这个是, 来到世上的真光, 啊, 可以得到恩典。
So through the testimony and the witness of John the Baptist, the man will come to know about this light, who is the Lord Jesus Christ.
所以这个光是真光, 是要来照亮我们内心的。
The light is true and living, and it is to shine into our hearts.
是属灵的,
it is spiritual.
啊, 跟日夜的光不一样。
This is different from the light that is concerning with day and night.
那我们如果看回来以赛亚书第60章呢?
We turn back to Isaiah chapter 60.
他现在说, 你的光已经来到了。
It says that the light has already come.
那现在这句话, 是跟谁说呢?
And who are these words referring to?
因为光已经来到, 光我们知道, 它指的是这个救主。
And like we have mentioned, that belongs to the true Savior.
哦, 它现在, 第二节特别说, 看啊, 黑暗遮盖大地, 那幽暗遮盖万民。
See the darkness covers the earth, and thick darkness is over the people.
那是神要显现来照耀你。
But the Lord rises upon you.
好, 所以这个你, 他现在所讲的这个, 讲话对象呢, 其实就是指着, 啊, 神的民, 神的城。
So does you referring to God's people, God's city?
那当时候其实所指的就是, 啊, 神, 啊, 所拣选的锡安。
So at that time, it refers to God's chosen mountain, which is Mount Zion.
他在那边强调说, 你的光已经来到。
It says that the glory has already come.
你的光啊,
your light has already come.
第三节, 第三节说, 万国要来救你的光, 君王要来救你发现的光辉。
Verse 3 says, the nations will come to your light, and the king to the brightness of your dawn.
你看现在, 这个, 我们如果从救恩的角度来看这一段信息,
If we look at the perspective of salvation,
神, 他要照亮这个黑暗的世界, 他可以直接的, 啊, 用他的全能让这个世界黑暗就不见了。
If God wanted to cast light into the world, he can quickly cause darkness to disappear.
哦, 但是他现在在这个黑暗遮盖大地的时候, 他的光出现在他的城里。
But when this darkness covers the earth, God allows the gleaming of light to shine through his city.
那在万国要来救你的光, 就是从这个神的锡安城里面所发现的光。
So nation can see this light which is shined through the Mount Zion.
那这里这个讲话的对象, 这个信息讲话的对象, 指的是锡安的城, 神的城。
So does you referring to the city in Mount Zion?
我们现在看第14节。
Look at verse 14.
60章的第14节。
Chapter 60, verse 14.
他现在特别提到说, 素来苦待你的, 他的子孙要屈身来救你, 藐视你的要在你脚下跪拜, 他们要称你为神的城, 为以色列圣者的锡安。
Verse 14, the sons of your oppressors will come bowing before you, all who despise you will bow down at your feet, and will be called the city of the Lord, Zion of the Holy One of Israel.
哦, 所以这个现在这件信息讲话的对象, 这个你就出现了, 这是神的城。
So the you referring in that previous verse has appeared.
所以现在神的城, 啊, 需要兴起发光。
So the city of the Lord will rise and shine.
那我们今天在看, 啊, 旧约的信息的时候, 我们因着主耶稣基督的这个真理, 我们已经看到他所指的就是教会, 就是我们今天弟兄姐妹每一个人。
So today's, in today's context, as we're referring to this light of the city, it refers to the church.
那所以现在要照亮黑暗世界的这个光要借着我们来发出来。
This light that's going to shine upon the darkness of the earth is through us to shine it out.
因为今天我们接受了主的救恩之后,
Because today as we receive the salvation of the Lord,
那其实我们的生命就可以改变。
Our life will be transformed.
这为什么耶稣他传福音的时候, 他告诉我们, 啊, 我们是世界的光, 啊, 是世上的盐。
And that is why the Lord Jesus, when he preached on earth, he told us that we're light of the world, salt, the light of the world.
他本身就是这个真光。
Because he himself is the true light.
可是他来到这个世界, 世界不接受他的。
But when he came to the world, the world did not accept him.
不接受他是因为他们不认识耶稣基督到底有多宝贵。
The reason they did not accept him is because they did not understand how precious Lord Jesus Christ is.
因为圣经告诉我们一个道理, 活在黑暗当中的人, 不喜欢光。
Because the Bible tells us that people lived in darkness were not light the light.
哦，因为在黑暗当中，如果要进入光里面，要改变。
Because for a person in darkness, in order to step into the light, he has to be transformed and changed.
人通常都是习惯性的动物。
Men are habitual creatures.
你做什么就是每天都做同样的动作。
You do the same routine over and over again.
所以有时候我们觉得生活过得很无聊，因为好像每天都一样。
So sometimes life can be boring because every day seems the same.
但是好习惯也会 很自然，坏习惯也很自然，每天都做一样的事。
So good habits can also occur, and so is bad habits.
好，所以你看，我们人很习惯，如果是在黑暗当中生活的人，就习惯黑暗的日子了。
And those who lived in darkness are very used to life in the bad habits.
其实也说明我们每个人都是很顽固的。
Every one of us can be very stubborn.
我们都不喜欢改变。
We do not like to change.
哦，这是为什么有时候夫妻结婚之后，生活习惯要改变，这是一种痛苦，要适应。
That's why after marriage, a husband and wife have to change, and sometimes this can be a pain.
夫妻有孩子之后，生活习惯要改变，因为有孩子家就这个家庭生活就不一样了。
And when they have children, the lifestyle will change too, and that's why they have to accept that change.
有些父母亲不喜欢改变，还是过上自己的生活。
Some parents might not like to change and live their own life.
但其实做父母亲的有孩子之后，他的生活作息一定会关心到孩子的健康。
Because after you have children, you're more concerned with the health and the well-being of the children.
所以通常都需要改变。
So therefore, they have to adjust.
但是改变就是痛苦。
But to change is can be a pain.
对很多一些人来说，他不愿意改变。
To some people, they might not want to accept that change.
所以你看，今天有些道理呢，就是要我们改变，就是一种挣扎。
Sometimes the word and the truth can, or the teaching can cause us to change, and that would cause struggles within us.
所以我们愿意改变的人呢
？Those who are willing to accept the change.
就是我们愿意承认我们现在所做的并不好，并不完美。
And those who can identify and recognize what they're doing is not perfect.
我们现在所听到的这个道理，要让我们改变，就是要更好。
That the truth that we receive are able to change us and make us to be even better.
所以这个光呢，是要来让我们看到内心的黑暗。
So this light is to let us see the darkness in our heart.
主耶稣他来传福音，很多人不接受。
When the Lord Jesus came to preach on earth, many people did not accept.
但是光已经来到，这是一个事实，不能否认。
But the light,
不接受，光还是在的。
But the light has already come, whether or not they like it or not, it is there.
所以这是神的旨意啊，这个救恩要来拯救万民。
This is the will of God that the light has to come to shine to the world to save men.
你看主耶稣他当时候传福音的时候，就是在一个小小地区而已。
When the Lord Jesus started preaching, he started in a small region.
但是从那个小地区，他这个福音的信息要扩展到全世界，直到地极。
But from this small region, it is expected to expand into the horizons of the world.
所以主耶稣他选召门徒。
When the Lord Jesus chose his disciples,
他当他的工作结束的时候，他就把这个样的使命交付给他的门徒。
When his work has completed, he entrusts his mission to his disciples.
他要他的门主耶稣要他的门徒把这样一个福音啊，这个光带到全世界去。
The Lord Jesus entrusts his mission, which is to his disciples to carry on to shine forth the light to the world.
他告诉我们我们能够成为世上的光。
He told us that we can be the light of the world.
所以在马太福音主耶稣他一开始传福音的时候就这样子强调这个重点。
That is why he emphasized this main point when he started preaching in Matthew.
被主所拣选的人
，those who are being chosen，
他们的生命要成为世上的光。
Their life has to be the light of the world.
要照亮这个黑暗的世界。
To shine light upon the darkness of the world.
马太福音第五章的第十三节。
Matthew chapter 5.
五章十三节。
Verse 13.
他说：“你们是世上的盐。”
You're the salt of the world.
第十四节说：“你们是世上的光。
”You're the
十四节十四节。
You're the light of the world.
城照在山上是不能够隐藏的。
The city on the hill cannot be hidden.
第十五节说，人点灯不是放在斗底下，是放在灯台上，就照亮一家的人。
Neither do people light a lamp and put it under a bowl. Instead, they put it on their stand, and it gives light to everyone in the house.
十六节说，你们的光也当这样照在人前，叫他们看见你们的好行为，便将荣耀归给你们在天上的父。
In the same way, let your light shine before men, that they may see your good deeds and praise your Father in heaven.
你看这里特别提到说，我们今天接受主的这个光之后呢，我们也要成为世上的光，来照 照亮啊，照亮啊这个世界。
So today we have received this light. In the same manner, we have to shine this light to the world.
那这个光就成为好行为，主耶稣这里亲自解释的。
And、the light will become a good behavior, like what Lord Jesus has described.
那他说这个好行为就能够来见证啊神啊主耶稣基督，让他的荣耀。
So this light will exemplify in our good conduct, and it will bring glory and praises to your Father in heaven.
那所以我们今天啊需要。真的明白主耶稣所赋给我们的使命。
Today we have to understand the commission of the Lord Jesus Christ.
我们需要在人面前表现出好行为来。
We have to manifest good conduct and behavior among men.
那这样子众人就可以把荣耀归给天上的父。
And therefore men witness that and will give good deeds and praises to the heavenly Father.
所以我们的好行为本身并不是我们自己多会修行，我们自己怎样功课几深才会展现的结果。
It is not because how we promote ourselves and how we cultivate ourselves that we can give off good results.
不是因着我们自己这个人本身有多特殊。
It is not because how unique or special we are.
其实是因为主耶稣基督他这真光照在我们的身上，我们反射出主的光的这个形象来。
It is because the light of Christ has shined upon us for us to reflect and project this light among men.
所以基本上我们的光是在反射耶稣基督的真光。
So our light is just reflecting what the light of Christ in us.
不是我们自己本身真的会发光。
It's not because we ourselves can illuminate light.
最近有一种古时候的异端在现代又复活了。
There's an old heresies. There's old heresies in the olden days has start to resurface.
在约翰一书那个时代就是使徒末期有所谓的诺斯底主义。
In First John, it has recorded in those days was the Gnostic theory.
那这个是所谓的诺斯底主义，他们当时候是否认耶稣基督是真神。
And their belief is to deny Lord Jesus as the Savior.
他们认为这个出现在人间的这些所谓的神是次等的神。Second.
So they believe that the gods that appear in this world is secondary.
那所以诺斯底主义的人是不相信耶稣是神道成肉身。
So Gnostic belief is they do not accept the Lord Jesus came as in flesh.
他认为每一个人都会发出光的。
They believe that everyone can give off this light.
那个至高的神住在最高的地方是那光是最强的。
And the highest God living among them has the strongest light.
那这个世上的人呢？那个光都一点点。
Everyone on this earth will only have a little beam of light.
所以每个人都会发光啊。
So everyone will shine off light.
所以变成是每个人好像都是神一样的。
So it turns out that everyone can be God.
所以其实诺斯底主义是否认耶稣基督的神性。
So Gnostic belief is to deny the natural and the divineness of Christ.
他的思想里面也是多神的思想。
And in their belief, it's many gods.
那就是包括人都可以成为神。
That man can also become God.
但是次等的神。
But they can only be secondary.
所以这个就是在信仰上的混淆。当时候在使徒末期就是一个很重要对教的影响冲击。
And this caused a lot of confusion and impact to the belief.In the apostolic times,
这个异端影响了当时候的早期的教会大概400年左右。
And this heresy has affected the early churches 400 years ago.
后来就渐渐就没有了。
And this heresy is passed away.
它是没有在活动，但是并没有消失。
It just no longer has any activity going on, but doesn't mean that it disappeared.
因为人从古以来都一直有一个想法，人想要成为神。
Ever since from the ancient times until now, men always tend to think that they can become God themselves.
这也是一开始那个蛇引诱亚当夏娃，他的说辞之一就是你吃了就跟神一样了。
And that is why back in the earliest time, the serpent deceived Eve that said, if you eat this fruit, you can become God.
那人在观察神所创造这个宇宙万物的时候，会觉得很赞叹。
When the humans observe how God has created the heaven and earth, it can be very overwhelming.
很多人没办法相信说，就从一个独一的、唯一的神创造这么伟大的世界。
A lot of people cannot comprehend how through one God it created the whole entire universe.
很多人他们认为说，哇，这个伟大的这个山也是有神，这个海有神。 什么都是神。
People exclaim that there is God in the mountain and God in the ocean.
啊，所以这个多神的概念，其实在这个世人当中是很普遍的。
So the theory of having many gods is very popular in human.
因为我们人在这个巨大的这个宇宙这个自然界面前，我们觉得人很渺小。
And towards the entire natural universe, men feel that very minuscule.
那我们人很容易就是崇拜比我们高的。
And men tend to respect or pay higher worship to someone higher than us.
所以你看，这个在人间就可以被创造出很多所谓的偶像来啊，人伟人就变成很多人在跟随，在崇拜啊。
That is why men start to idolize greater men and follow him.
我们一定会去，你看人一定会去拜那个他认为比他高的，不会去拜那个乞丐啊，不会的。
Men tend to pay higher respect to people mightier than them, and they won't worship someone who is more lower.
这在说明我们人性里面本来就有拜神的这个意念。
So in our heart, men had the tendency to worship God.
只是我们找不到那个真神是谁。
It's just that we do not know who is the true God.
所以很容易的就把那个受造的不是神的当作神在拜了。
So very naturally, we will tend to have any object as a worship and treat it as a god.
所以这个就是我们人哦，人其实是想要拜神，但是找不到真神。
So man has the tendency to worship God, but could not find the true God.
那所以你看今天主耶稣基督啊，他把这样一个这个福音传递之后，就很多异端就开始在否认这个真理了。
So when the Lord Jesus had preached the gospel, many started to deny this truth.
那古时候那个异端哦，后来沉寂之后，现在又复活起来，开始在社会里面又流行了。
So the heresy that was started in the olden times has again resurfaced, and it started to be very popular again.
现在诺斯底主义复活，就是用这个所谓的有所谓的什么气场、什么元气这个自然界有什么伟大的能量，要能够加在我们的身上，可以治病，可以提升我们的灵性。那这个其实就是异端的复活。
So this Gnostic belief that they have has started to come back in using natural energy and resources of to for healing and to resurface.
那这个就是会影响我们的信仰的。
And these kind of heresies can affect our faith.
哦，他认为人身上会有光圈呢。
They believe there's tunnels of light in human.
你要怎样去修行，所以让你的光比较强啊，然后就可以保护，那就可以改变人。
You have to exercise your light so that how to make it stronger or how to protect yourself.
但是其实圣经告诉我们，人受造的，我们所有的一切都从神赐给我们的。
The Bible tells us we are being created, and whatever we have is being provided by God.
我们相信主耶稣基督是世上的真光。
Today we believe that the Lord Jesus Christ is the true light.
那我们今天跟随他的人。
And people who followed him.
我们听他所讲的话。
And those who listen to him.
我们借着祷告能够跟他沟通，来得到他的力量。
Through prayer we can communicate with him and gain strength.
那我们本身实际上是在借着真理，借着主耶稣的那个的这个恩典呢，能够反射出他的形象来。
And through His grace, we can reflect this light that is in Him through us.
我们今天看哥林多后书第三章的时候呢
，Turn to Second Corinthians.
哥林多后书第三章
，Chapter
Three. 我们今天成为主的门徒
，We became the disciples of Christ.
其实我们就得到自由。
We have attained freedom.
第三章，哥林多后书三章第十七节
，Verse 17.
主就是那灵，主的灵在哪里，那里就得以自由。
Now the Lord is the Spirit, and where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is freedom.
第十八节。
18.
我们众人既然敞着脸得以看见主的荣光，好像从镜子里反照，就变成主的形状，荣上加荣，如同从主的灵变成的。
And we who with unveiled faces all reflect the Lord's glory are being transformed into His likeness with ever increasing glory.Which comes from the Lord, who is the Spirit.
你看这里特别讲到主的灵在哪里，那里就得自由。这是神的圣灵能够让我们得到自由。
Here it talks about now where the Lord is the Spirit, where the Spirit of the Lord is. There is freedom.
也就是说, 真理让我们得自由的。
That is the truth will set us free.
因为圣灵就是真理。
Because Holy Spirit is the truth.
哦, 所以真理让我们得自由。
So the truth give us freedom.
神的灵哦, 圣灵能够让我们看到真理在哪里啊。
God's Spirit will let us identify where the freedom is.
那可以让我们真的认识耶稣基督。
That is enable us to understand or know Lord Jesus.
你看，所以我们今天看在读圣经。
So today when we read the Bible,
其实就是在领受神的话语，主耶稣的教导。
Receiving God's teachings and God's word.
我们读圣经就好像主耶稣在跟我们讲话一样。
When we read the Bible, it is as if we're conversing with the Lord.
我们现在跟神之间的那个帕子已经被拿走了。 可以直接敞着脸，直接面对面啊，到神的施恩宝座前跟他亲近。
This veil has been taken away, and now we can see him face to face and be closer to him.
哦，所以我们现在敞着脸看到主的荣光呢。
And that is when we can see God's glory and His
light. 我们真的是看到主耶稣基督啊，这个在这里行界里面，他是跟我们说话。
It was as if we're seeing the Lord Jesus speaking to us.
你看，好像从镜子里反照一样，我们在读圣经就在照镜子。
It is like we're reflecting from the mirror as we're reading the Bible.
让我们借着真理来看到我们自己的不足跟缺陷。
So through reading the Word of God, we can see our flaws and blemishes that is reflected as a mirror to us.
同时我们也看到圣经的应许。
And we also see the promise of the Bible.
圣经它是镜子来反照我们的缺失的时候，同时它赐给我们力量，要让我们能够追求像主一样。
The Bible acts like a mirror that reflects our flaws and shortcomings, but at the same time, it gives us promise and hope that we can change ourselves to be like Christ.
所以道理，我们要读圣经不是变成一个知识而已。
To read the Bible is not just a formality.
所以雅各书说，我们在听。
Or to gain knowledge.
我们听道理，就好像照镜子，发现说我有缺点的时候，要改变，要让它更完美，不能够听完就走了，没事。
So Paul said that when we read the Bible, it's like a mirror that reflects our shortcomings, and that is where we need to meditate and not just walk away after we read the Bible.
当知道我们有缺点的时候，我们就要改变。When
we know that we have shortcomings and flaws, we need to change.
那借着这样的一个灵修的功夫呢，我们就真的可以成为主的形状。Through
this spiritual cultivation, we can become the likeness of Christ.
然后荣上加荣。And
there will be more added on to increasing glory.
就是所以你看，我们越 越读圣经，越灵修我们自己，跟神越亲近的时候，我们的荣耀，我们的缺点就越来越少，然后我们荣耀就越来越多。
When we read the Bible, just like a mirror that keeps reflecting on our flaws, as we continue to change, we're adding more glory.
所以我们会发现我们越来越像耶稣了。
And then we realize that we're more and more like Christ.
我们越来越清楚我们现在生命的归宿在哪里，我们盼望能够回到主那里去。
And we're closer to Christ, and that we have this hope that we will return back to God.
所以当我们年老的时候，我们也不会害怕。
So when we come, when we have attained a very advanced age, we will not fear.
你看现在又要年底了。
And it's coming to a year end.
年底，日子过去，我们人增加了什么？
As the time and days go by, what do we increase?
日子过去消失了，但是我们每个人都加一岁，又年纪又增长了。Even
though the days has gone past, we have be 1 year advanced in our age.
我们在世的日子就越来越短了。So
our time on earth is getting shorter.
因为我们终点都被定好的。Because
our ultimate time has been decided.
每一年过去，我们就越接近那个生命的终点了。
Every year pass, we are closer to the end of our life.
有一天都会到，不管是谁。
One day it will come, no matter who.
不见得是谁先走到，就是神定的时间到了，我们就走。
No matter who goes first, and when the time is up, it is up.
所以我们今天，你看年岁增长，我们看到我们变老的时候，我们会不害怕？
So because days and years goes by and we are getting older, we might fear. We have a fear.
如果我们知道主的荣耀,
but we know that God's glory.
我们借着圣经看到神所应许的福气,
and through the Bible, we see the blessings and promise of Christ.
我们绝对不会恐惧的,
we will not have this fear.
我们反过来的会很向往,
even more so, we should be longing and hoping.
但是同时，我们也看到我们在世上的工作，我们所应该完成的使命，啊, 应该要更加紧的去完成，不然我们的时间就没有了。
At the same time, we have to be very zealous and more determined to accomplish the work we have on this earth so that time is running out.
所以我们需要像主耶稣一样，他知道他的时间有限，所以他的每一天都很积极。
Just like the Lord Jesus, knowing his time on earth was limited, every day he was very zealous and determined.
我们年纪增长的时候，我们并不是消极的在那边等神的时间到了，那我就走了。
So as we are advancing age, it is not just to sit back and wait for God's timing.
我们要像主耶稣一样。
But we have to be like Christ.
他的心就是要完成主托付给他的工作。
His heart is to accomplish what God has given him to do.
所以我们看到主耶稣他在世上的日子，他没有浪费一天时间。
We can see how the Lord Jesus did not waste a single day or time when he was on earth.
他每一天都知道他要做什么。
Every day he has a plan of what to do.
因为天父交给他的，他一定要做，一定要完成。
Because God has entrusted him and he has to accomplish them.
神所选召的人，他说一个都不可以失落，每一个都要进到羊圈里面去。
The chosen people that God has assigned to him, that everyone would not be lost and be included into the fold.
所以我们在读圣经的时候，我们就可以看到这个主的荣耀，看到主的使命，然后这个又要呈现在我们的身上。
When we read the Bible, we see God's promise and God's commission, and this has to be manifest in us.
所以这个光现在要成为我们，要反射在我们的身上。
So this light has to be reflected upon us.
像这里说，我们真的像从主的灵变成了一样。
Just like we are transformed into His likeness.
真的是跟主耶稣是主的真的门徒，因为是在跟随他的。
We became the true followers because we are His chosen people.
所以现在以赛亚书六十章里面，他告诉我们说，现在他的荣耀要显现在我们的身上。
So Isaiah chapter 60 say that His glory will be shined upon us.
所以一开头第一节就是说兴起发光。
So in the right from the beginning in chapter 60 verse 1, it arise and shine.
这是一个动作，这是一个立志使命。
This is an action and it is done with the determination.
你看今天我们一年很快要过去。
We know that this year is going to be going to fly by.
我们如果了解我们在从主耶稣所领受的这个使命。
So if we understand this commission that the Lord Jesus entrusted in us.
我们一定要有所作为，不然时间很快就过去了。
We have to act upon it because time is running short.
所以一开头他直接的就好像一个命令句一样，要兴起，要发光。
So right in the beginning, he has this motivating speech of to arise and shine.
因为第三节说万国要救你的光。
Because verse 3 says nations will come to your light.
万国要救你的光，这个光本身是要很真的是很强烈的。
This light has to be very powerful and strong.
让众万国君王都愿意来就近他，来寻找，哇，这个光能够改变一切。
So that nations and kings will come and draw near to this light and they want to seek after this light.
所以这个就变成我们今天每一个弟兄姐妹我们所从主领受的使命。
So today, this is a commission that was entrusted to every brother and sister here today.
这个第四节，我们看，你要举目向四方观看，众人都要聚集到你这里，你的众子从远方来，你的众女也被怀抱而来。
Lift up your eyes and look about you, all assemble and come to you. Your sons come from afar, and your daughters are carried on the arm.
从这里我们就看到今天我们弟兄姐妹，我们真教会所应该负的使命。
From here, we see that the commission that every brother and sisters of the church, true church has
我们,
to complete.
我们要向四方观看。
That we have to lift up our eyes around us.
就是这个就是神他救恩的计划里面，要从各国各族各民各方把他的民都召聚在一起。
This is part of God's salvation plan, is all the nations around the corner of the earth will come together and gather.
所以主耶稣说众人不管是犹太人外邦人，不管是哪一民族的，最后都要合一群归一个牧人。
Lord Jesus says that whether Jews or Gentiles, everyone will come together as one people.
所以今天我们需要能够展现出主耶稣基督的这个形象，来成为一个美好的见证，来对万民做见证，吸引各族人进入他的教会。
So today we have to manifest the likeness of Christ to shine among men so that they can gather and come and enter into the true church.
所以你看这里神的旨意也是一定会这样实现的。
And God's will be fulfilled.
因为在启示录里面也是这样说。
Because in Revelation, it tells us.
哦，所以启示录。
Revelation.
启示录，我们看啊、第七啊、第七章啊。
Chapter seven.
第七章。
Chapter seven.
他在第四节这里有提到说这个十四万四千人。
Verse four talks about the 144,000 people.
那这个是啊、神所啊、拣选的人呢、啊、哈。
These are the people that God has chosen.
这些都是有神的印记的啊。
And they're marked with a seal.
也就是说啊、都是愿意接受耶稣基督救恩的。
And these are people who are willing to receive the salvation of Christ.
它是一个数字的代表，一个完全的数目，就是神所选召的一个满足的数目。
It's just a numeric representation of the number that God has chosen to fulfill this salvation.
这个是四万四千人。
144,000
people. 从哪里来的？
Where do they come from?
看第九节。
Verse nine. Look at verse nine.
第九节，此后我观看啊，见有许多的人，没有人能够数过来，是从各国、各族、各民、各方来的。站在宝座和羔羊面前，身穿白衣，手拿棕树枝。
After this, I looked, and there before me was a great multitude that no one could count, from every nation, tribe, people, and language, standing before the throne and in front of the Lamb. They were wearing white robes and were holding palm branches in their hands.
哎，这个就是你看到啊、最后你看神要从各族各民把他的民都召聚在一起，
so、
来到他的宝座前。
In the end, God gathered.Nations, every tribe, every people, and language to stand before him in front of the throne.
这些人都是要穿白衣的。
And these people will be clothed in white.
也就是说，他们都是圣洁完全的。
To represent that they're the flawless, with no blemish.
他们是可以经历患难站立得住的。
They went through tribulation and they're able to undergo and stand before God.
哦，所以你看第十三节。
Look at verse 13.
长老当中问我说：“那穿白衣的是谁？是从哪里来的
？”One of the elders asked me, "There, then, they're in these white robes. Who are they, and where did they come from?"
十四节，我对他说：“我主，你知道。”他向我说：“这些人是从大患难中出来的，曾用羔羊的血把衣裳洗白净了。
”I answered, "Sir, you know." And he said, "These are they who has come out of the great tribulation. They have washed the robes and make them white in the blood of the Lamb."
那这个就是这些聚集在从各族各民啊。各方来的都是穿白衣，都是在患难当中能够坚持道理，能够保守圣洁蒙福的百姓。
And these people who gather from every nation, tribe, people, has come together wearing white because they have undergone tribulations and they have been able to stand and keep themselves pure before the Lord.
都是依靠羔羊的宝血，就是耶稣基督救恩啊，能够战胜这个试探引诱的人。
And they rely on the precious blood of Christ to gain victorious in their faith.
哦，所以这些都是啊、神所要召聚的百姓。
And these are the people the Lord wants to gather.
那这些穿白衣的都成为见证，都是发光，可以发光做见证的。
And these people wearing white can be can testify God's glory and light.
所以今天我们每一个主的门徒，我们都要这样做。
And today, as the followers of Christ, we have to do in the same way.
我们在世上也可能会经历患难。
In this world, we will also encounter tribulations.
但在患难当中，我们依靠主耶稣基督的宝血救赎，我们可以站立得住，我们持守到底。
But in tribulations, we rely on the power and the blood of Christ to overcome and gain victory.
那我们可以啊，真的啊，让这个神的城啊，不断的扩张，能够让万民啊，能够来就近。
That God's city and nation can expand, and we will gather more people into His fold.
你看，我们看回来以赛亚书第六十章。
Turn back to Isaiah chapter 60.
六十章呢，他在提到从啊、第五节开始呢。
From verse 5 onwards.
他提到各国的财宝啊啊都会运来。
The wealth on the seas will be brought to you.
然后各国的这些啊、羊群、牛群呢、啊，都会啊、来到。神的殿里面供神使用。
The herds of camel will come and be provided into the city.
那这些都要奉献在神的坛上面蒙悦纳。
These will be offered on God's altar and to be received by God.
第七节说：“我要荣耀我荣耀的殿。”
Verse 7 says, "I will adorn my glorious temple."
哦，这个就是你看神最后要让他的殿里面充满各国的宝物。各民、啊、都愿意奉献他们、啊、从神所领受的恩典、啊、才能
God's temple will contain all the offerings from all nations.
他们都能够在神的坛上献上而蒙悦纳。
And they'll all be offered as offerings on altar and receive God's acceptance.
哦，这个就是你看第八节，他用一个很非常有意境的描述，说那些飞来如雪，又如鸽子向窗户飞回的是谁呢？
Verse 8 uses a description to say, who are these that flies along like clouds and doves to their nests?
那这个就是那个你看那个云像用飞的飞到神的家、哦、那个鸽子、哦、他们就好像通通可以返回他们自己 的那个窝一样、哦、通通回到神的家来了。
It's a description of flying along like clouds and the dove returns to their nest.
然后众人就一起来建设这个家了，这个神的城了。
People will come together to establish God's temple and city.
你看第十节说，外邦人要来建筑你的城墙，他们的王要来服侍你。
Verse 10 says, foreigners will rebuild your walls and their kings will serve you.
这个就是你看提到、哦、众人都一起来服侍神。
Here it mentions that all people will come together to worship you.
他这个城是什么，它的城墙是什么？
And what are these walls?
我们如果 看第十八节，
We look at verse 18.
第十八节，
verse 18.
你地上不再听见有强暴的事，境内不再听见荒凉 毁灭的事，你必称你的墙为拯救，称你的门为赞美。
No longer will violence be heard in your land, nor ruins or destructions within your borders, but you will be called your wall salvations and your gates praise.
你看他这里提到的是建筑那个墙、啊、那个墙是拯救的。
This wall means to a salvation, means salvation to save.
那个城墙要安城门，城门就是赞美。
And it will have a gate, and the gate will be called praise.
所以这个就是众人一起来建设神的城。
So all people come together to build this wall.
这个城是神的真教会。
And the city, and it is the God's church.
这个墙是要来拯救，就是在这个城墙里面是拯救的。
This wall means to save, and within this wall, we will be safe.
哦，在进入这个城门里面就是赞美的。
When we enter through the gates, we give praise.
那这个就是我们看到神的这个真教会，它所带来的改变，它要拯救人的灵魂。
We can see how this church is being transformed and will save man's soul.
它让我们可以欢喜快乐。进入这个神的城里面，在那里颂赞荣耀。
That we can enter the gates with thanksgiving and joy and give praise to God.
所以你看，我们今天对外去传福音、发光，去展现出主耶稣基督的荣光来。
Today, externally we shine, arise and shine, and
我们在
shine this light of Christ to other people.
在世人面前的好行为。
In front of people, we manifest good conduct.
能够成为一个好的见证。
We can be a good witness.
你看，神的旨意就是要把这个各国各族蒙拣选的人都把他带进来。
So through that, God's will is to gather all these people into the walls.
那这些被神所吸引的人来，在这里面都一起来奉献，来服侍。
These people who are drawn from this light will come together in this city to serve and to praise.
我们所建设的这个城、这个墙是拯救的。
The wall that we built and established is to save.
是赞美的。
Is to praise.
所以我们在这里面的侍奉，每一个人都喜乐的。
So in this city, within this wall, everyone serve joyfully.
所以我们来到教会的时候，我们充满欢喜快乐。
So when we come to church, we are full with joy and praises.
我们如果看诗篇100篇。
Turn to Psalms 100.
诗篇100篇。
Psalms 100.
第一节开始
Verse 1
普天下当向神欢呼，你们当乐意侍奉神，当来向他歌唱、啊、第一节第二节
Verse 2 Shout for joy to the Lord all the earth, worship the Lord with gladness, come before him with joyful songs.
我们跳过去，我们看第三节，你们当晓得主是神、啊、我们是他造的，也是属他的，我们是他的民，也是他草场的羊。
Know that the Lord is God. It is He who made us, and we are His. We are His people, as sheep of His pastures.
第四节
Verse 4.
当称谢进入他的门，当赞美进入他的院，当感谢他，称颂他的名。
Enter His gates with thanksgiving and His court with praise, and give thanks to Him and praise His name.
这就是我们今天所进入的真教会神的城。
Today we've entered the true church, God's gate.
我们是他的民，是他造的，是他特从万民中特选的。
We're His nation, we're His chosen people, and we're being created by Him.
我们属他，他是我的主，我的王。
We belong to Him, and Him belong to us.
他是我的牧者，他引导我的生活。
He is our shepherd. He has guided us in our life.
我们进入他的城里面，就是进入这个救恩里面的。
We enter into the city means, and the wall means we have received His salvation.
我们现在称谢进入他的门，一起来赞美。
We enter His gates with thanksgiving and His courts with praise.
所以我们不断的感谢，称颂主耶稣的圣名。
So we continually give praise until His love endures forever.
因为神的这个慈爱存到永远。
Because His love endures forever.
这个就是他所赋给我们的使命，他也是相对的，这样子应许我们得到救恩，得到喜乐。
This is a condition that He has entrusted to us so that we can receive this joy.
那在这里面的人呢，能够享受神的恩典呢。
So people in this the city will receive His grace and blessings.
那么一起来呼应圣经里面这样的提醒。
Let's heed to this reminder that's in the Bible.
我们需要在我们生活当中不断的提醒自己。
That in our daily life we have to remind ourselves.
我们是属神的义人。
That we belong the righteous people that belongs to God. 我们的生
命一定要保持圣洁。
That we have to keep our life holy and pure.
能够会玷污我们的圣洁。让我们的救恩受亏损的，绝对不要去碰。
The one that defile our spiritual life, something that we should not draw close to.
因为我们的生命是要来荣耀神的。
Because our life on earth is to glorify God.
不是来满足我们肉体的情欲的。
It is not to indulge our pleasures within ourselves.
最后来看以赛亚书六十章。
Finally, look at Isaiah chapter 60.
二十一节。
Verse 21.
你的居民都成为义人，永远得地为业，是我种的栽子，我手的工作，使我得荣耀的。
Then will all your people be righteous, and they will possess the land forever. They are the shoots I have planted, the work of my hands, for the display of my splendor.
让我们都能够成为这样的义人。
Let us all pursue after to become this righteous person.
我们都是神所栽种的那每一棵很重要的。棕树、青橄榄树都是要结果子的。
That we are these shoot that's being planted by the Lord Jesus to give forth fruits.
我们都是神手上的工作。
And we are all the works of His hand.
要来发光，使他的荣耀的。
To shine and to give glory to Him.
那么一起来努力。
Let us all strive together.
每一个人都兴起发光的时候
，When every one of us arise and shine，
我们的教会就发光了。
Our church will give forth light.
这个神的真耶稣教会一定能够在末世成为吸引众人的所在，能够让救恩能够更加传扬。
Our church will give forth light, and salvation will be proclaimed, so people will come.
一起来唱诗。
Sing him.
492首。
492.